be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In the synagogue was a man with unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know you are who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of them, come over him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Just a reminder that the holy door of this church is open around 6 o'clock in the morning until 8 in the evening. And so, as we know, we can gain a plenary indulgence once a day. So we take this opportunity to pray for people, for yourself. And to date, we just heard from the gospel proclamation, "Receive the word of God, not as word of men, but as it truly is, the word of God." St. Paul is praising the people of the faithful of Thessalonica, that they received the word of God, not as the word of men, but it truly is the word of God. We all know that we all preach on love. What's the difference between ordinary love and the love of Christ? And Jesus said, "Come and follow me. Love one another as I've loved you." What's the quality of Jesus' love? Jesus' love is unconditional. Jesus' love is always being the first one to love. And this way, we have to follow him. Many times we love, of course, if they love us. If they don't, we might not. But Jesus knows. "Learn from me." He forgives all without exception. And he's the first one to love. That means without we say our yes, he already embraces us. At times, he's waiting for conversion. But always, Jesus is the first one to love us without condition. It is what we have learned from the story of the prodigal son. The father is waiting for the younger son to come. Wait. And that's what the story says. When he, from far away, the son is coming, he just go out, rush out, embrace him. Even the son was ready to say his word of penitence. "Sorry, Father. I sin against God, against heaven, against you. I want to just be one of your servants." He has no time to say his contrition. The father is embracing him, gave him all back, his clothes, his ring, his shoes, everything. God is forgiving and forgetting also. Remember also the one who's nailed together with Christ. There's one usually, so they say, the right hand side, the roper. He told Jesus, remember me when you go to heaven. And what Jesus says, Tonight, you will be with me in heaven. Without him saying his contrition. Jesus sees our hearts. And this is the love of God, love of Jesus, unconditional, all the time, ever, being the first one to love.